blah 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 blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 33 of Blah Blah Podcast, the only show on the web that will make you sick and tired of my voice and movies and entertainment. I am Jason Green, and with me as always is the man who never misses an episode, because if he did, we wouldn't have an episode, Sean Smith.
All right, well, there's a first time for everything. Goodbye, everyone.
No! And with Sean is the man who loves to talk about sports, Benny P. Benny, what's up?
What's going on?
Woo! 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 And later on in the show, Jobo should be joining us. He's just running late. He's probably stuck in traffic or something shady.
Yeah, I think he stuffed a tampon up his ass. I don't know. He's still working on getting it out.
Oh, it must be really far up there with the hamster, right?
Oh, Lemmy winks.
Oh, and ladies and gentlemen and my friends, before we get into it, I just want to, well, we all at Blah Blah Podcast want to share our thoughts and prayers and condolences with the victims and the victims' families over in that terrible, terrible tragedy in Paris a few days ago. I mean, that really was scary. Yeah.
There was another incident in Kenya as well. The world's becoming a very scary place, and it's we live in a weird time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's more prevalent than it is back than it has been years ago, or we just notice it more because we're in the age of information, but regardless, it's scary. I mean, I was in New York City. I was in Brooklyn over the weekend, and I was just like, oh, man. I'm really on, like, heightened alert now after what happened in Paris. But, yeah, our condolences are out to the victims' families over there. So yes. You're in our hearts, in our thoughts and prayers.
Amen. Well put.
Amen. So how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Cool.
Started the sports podcast the other day. We're going to have the WWE one out later this week to prep for Survivor Series, which has had the most amazing buildup I've ever seen, ever. Right, Sean?
That's 100% correct. I've never been so excited in my life.
We know every match that's going to be on the card, down to a T.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either, Sean. I may have to watch it twice.
Good thing it's on the WWE network.
Just like
Spectre. How much does that go for? How much does the network go for, Sean?
$9.99, I believe.
$9.99 a month.
Yeah. By the way, this guy, he's trying to get me to see Spectre a third time.
Woo! Why did you see it twice?
I was roped into seeing it a second time.
I mean, I liked it. Don't get me wrong, but I'd rather watch it at home.
It's the theme song, Jason. I can't get enough of it.
Oh, the one with the...
Yes, that's the one.
I do not remember that song at all. Like Skyfall stuck with me, and Casino Royale.
Skyfall's
one.
The best one.
Yeah, yeah. Even the Quantum of Solace one did. Oh, you know, the other day I was just like, oh, I wonder what the other James Bond theme songs. I was about to say smelt like, but I meant.
Well, what did they smell like?
It smelled like Brosnan. But I didn't remember the. I didn't remember the Die Another Day one. I remember you guys telling me it was how bad it was, because I haven't seen that movie since it came out, like over 10 years ago. So I went on YouTube, good old YouTube, very resourceful tool, and I went on the Die Another Day theme, and wow, that was...
I told you.
Insurmountably bad, with the auto-tune and everything.
Honestly, now, the more I think about it, I think the song could have been, not Die Another Day, this new one, could have been saved if they didn't do so much falsetto. I really think that would have helped it.
I'm sorry, which one? The Sam Smith song?
Yeah, the new one.
The new one? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Because I think the melody and the backing music is there. Like, it works.
Yeah.
It's everything vocally doesn't work with it.
Yeah, he's not a good singer. I mean, better singer than any of us, but...
Well,
well,
hold on. You've never heard Benny sing.
Yeah, do you want me to sing? I don't want to sing, but
no,
I can.
No, it's quite all right. But the Die Another Day song
is for the way you look at me.
No, you're right, Jason.
The Die Another Day song. Oh, we could just auto-tune, Benny. But the Die Another Day song was just like, auto-tune. Wow. It's like, Die Another Day.
No, it was all auto-tune. It was awful.
Nothing says James Bond quite like auto-tune.
Yeah. I also listened to the Tomorrow Never Dies one, and that was actually pretty good, in my opinion.
Which one's that? Who sings that one? So that's not the Sheryl Crow one, is it?
I think it might be. I don't remember. Hey, if it isn't the Joe, Joe Stro.
Hey,
what's up?
Joe Stro.
What's going on, Joe guys? Stro.
We just started. We didn't get into any topics yet. We just sent out our thoughts and prayers out to the victims in Paris, which I'm sure you feel terrible about that as well. Yes, and
it was a shame. I remember I was at work when the news reports started coming out about it, and it was a real shame to hear. You know, it's, you know, you wouldn't think something like that would happen in a place like Paris, but
yeah,
you know, it seems to be the new norm nowadays. So yeah, our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone in Paris.
Amen. And we were just talking about how bad the Die Another Day James Bond theme song was.
I don't know that one.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't made it that far yet.
All right, Sean. Let's get this ball rolling. What's on that rundown, my friend?
All right, I think everyone already knew this, but we got confirmation this week from the producers of the new Suicide Squad movie. They have confirmed that the movie will in fact be rated PG-13, which is not a huge shocker. However, if you know the director David Ayer's his filmography is not the most family friendly of them all.
Yeah, I watched Sabotage not too long ago. It's on Netflix, by the way. And, like, it really wasn't a good movie, in my opinion, but it was still fun to watch. It was a good time waster.
It was violent, though, right?
Oh, yeah. There's the one
part. Oh, yeah.
There's the one part where Arnold Schwarzenegger is being interrogated by some guy. He's like, shut that fucking shit off, you fucking fat asshole. Go do a work. He's like, go bench press or something. Lose some fucking weight.
Arnold said this?
You should check it out.
I've actually seen that, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. But it's interesting that, and I understand the reason for going PG-13. It's pretty obvious reason.
Comic movie, yeah.
Yeah,
it's marketable. You know, it makes it more marketable for.
Even though we don't know who these people are, but anyway,
exactly. PG-13 hits the biggest demographic.
But Marvel is one-upping them, saying, "Hey, we're going to make Deadpool rated R," and now,
we're going to make the next Spider-Man movie rated
X.
NC-17.
He gets his web right on Mary Jane's face.
Maybe that's when Miles Morales will come in.
Oh, cricket.
I think a few people got that.
Nope.
What?
Benny did. Anyway. Suicide Squad. Anyone excited? I'm not.
I'm very excited. I love that trailer. And I'm being serious. I'm really looking forward to it. But I wish it was rated R. Yep.
I don't think it really matters whatever it's rated. Again, like you can make a good movie out of pretty much any rating, so I'm just looking forward to a good movie. Ratings, I don't really care.
Except Jared Leto's Joker.
I really love movies where I know nothing about any of those characters, but they're already established in the universe. So
yes,
you know, I really love that aspect of things.
Yes,
you're a weirdo, Joe.
Yeah, well, you know, to each his own.
Hey, George has taught us well.
George did teach us well. Friend of the show, George Lucas.
Friend of the show, George Lucas. I also heard that Enchantress is going to be the villain of the movie, which is the Cara Delevingne's character.
Who is this person?
The one who looks like Swamp Thing.
You got me there. I don't.
It's in the trailer. The girl, she's like covered in like black goo, and she's like wearing.
Oh, she's clothes. From Prometheus.
Yes.
Like, she's just another female character who's like really cool in the comics, but they're just giving her like no clothes and like, you know, just that. Like, that's all it is.
So she's slutty villain.
Pretty much, which is such a shame. And that's what they're doing with Harley Quinn, too, and, you know.
Yeah, and Enchantress is, like, dark magic. I mean, in the other stills and stuff and the press releases, it says she's part of the Suicide Squad, but I've also heard that she's really the bad guy that they're all teaming up together to stop. It can go either way.
Hmm. All right. Well, moving on. We had a story come out this week that the forthcoming Han Solo prequel film will be the last Star Wars script that's penned by Lawrence Kasdan, who's famous for co-writing Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and even worked with George with Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I wonder how George feels about this.
We're getting a Han Solo prequel.
Oh, you didn't know this?
I had no idea about this.
Yeah, Benny, everyone demanded this film. You know, everyone, you know, wanted to see him. And they're very, you know, sad that a young Han Solo wasn't featured in the prequels or anything. So now, now fans are finally getting their wish.
Back during the prequels, Chris Pratt was not big
enough. Laying the sarcasm on there pretty thick.
I can't wait to see him smuggle spices, a.k.a. drugs.
Like I said, Chris Pratt, he wasn't big enough at the time.
Yeah, they had to wait for him to grow up and already make a multi-billion-dollar movie.
Yeah.
You think we'll see Greedo in that?
Yeah, they're in college together.
You know what? That's a good point, though. I'm gonna bet any amount of money Greedo's going to be in there.
Oh, well, yeah, because you know they established that you know Greedo doesn't like Solo, and you know the way I see the movies and everyone's like Han Solo and Boba Fett are arch nemesis. Like that's not really what I saw. What I saw. Yeah. Was that he and Greedo were enemies for a long time.
Yeah, what does him and Boba Fett have to do? Like, Boba Fett didn't even capture Han Solo. It was Darth Vader who captured him.
Well, Boba Fett really didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah, he just kind of fell into a big, like, sand vagina.
He was more so the limo driver. He drove Han Solo's body.
And he looked cool as hell while he did it, but that's very true. He did nothing in those movies. Yeah.
And then he got hit by a, you know, Han Solo, Boba Fett, where? Boing.
Right into the vagina. there's no word if Kazan's going to help write episode 8, even though the script is said to be finished. We'll see what happens with that. He said that he wants to go back to directing. Which have you guys ever seen anything that he's directed?
No, I didn't even know he directed movies.
You didn't even know? do you ever see the movie Dreamcatcher? It's like a Stephen King. Stephen King movie?
Is that the one where the guy makes wishes? Oh, no, that's Wishmaster. Never mind.
Oh. Well, he directed that. He also directed The Big Chill, I believe. But he hasn't directed a movie in a long time. So
wait, is The Big Chill the Jack Black, Steve Martin movie?
No. Okay. No, not at all.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to share a story real quick that I just remembered. I already told you this, Sean, but Benny and Joe, the other day, you know, you guys know I work in customer service right now, pay the bills. And the other day, I get a call from someone who wanted to get some repair parts for our product. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. And he, I had to take his name, and his name is was Rick Hurst, and I had to take his address down.
I heard this, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Was it?
Yep.
And I had to take his address down, and when he said he lived in West Hollywood, I don't know what compelled me to say this, but I was just like, oh, I was in Hollywood not too long ago, which you know, a few years ago for that CMF. Film festival, and I was like, oh, I was in Hollywood not too long ago, just making small talk because he was a nice guy. And he's like, oh yeah, my son and I work in the business. And I'm like, oh yeah, what do you guys do?
Porn.
And this guy, apparently Rick Hurst, is was on a bunch of shows, but most notably The Dukes of Hazzard. He played Cletus, one of the cops. And I mean, I've never really seen a Dukes of Hazzard episode, but so I just kind of like,
yeah, because you're from New Jersey.
Yeah, I kind of smiled and nodded, but I was very polite, and I was just like, oh, that's very cool, you know? And IMDb, I mean, he actually was in a lot of stuff, like The Karate Kid 3. And his son, though, Ryan Hurst, was in Sons of Anarchy and a few other things that you guys would know, or we would all know. But he was a really nice guy. I thought it was pretty cool and worth sharing. So, yeah.
What was his problem? Did he have a toilet issue?
Yeah, he needed a new fill valve.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe he just clogged it and he was calling customer service.
And then I really just think he was a really sweet guy. God bless him. But I think he just wanted someone to talk to because he called me back three other times. And
well, get him on the show.
I you know what? If he calls back again, I will. It's actually a good idea. Because he called three other times just for like he wanted me to email him like a troubleshooting guide and a few things like that. And then by the third call, he was like, you know, Jason, you and I are going to be old friends one day. And I'm like, I hope so. Please get me a job in Hollywood.
Like when he calls, does he like call for you specifically, like to speak to
you? Yeah. Well, the first time he called was just generally, and I happened to pick up the phone. But then from that point on, I gave him my extension and I got his email too, which I'm not going to give out because he told me I can't. But cool. I am pretty, I'm a little thinking maybe if he calls again, maybe then I'll send him a personal email, like asking him if, you know, for some advice. But we'll see.
He's going to purposely keep breaking his toilet so he can call you.
And then he's going to like send me like scantily clad pictures through the email.
Mm.
Why don't you come over and take a look at my toilet?
Anyway, moving on. We have a little bit more Star Wars, kind of Star Wars a little bit. We heard the news that a couple weeks ago that the Captain America Civil War first trailer was going to be premiering with Star Wars The Force Awakens. However, we just got word this week that the first trailer for X-Men Apocalypse will be attached to Star Wars Episode 7 as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for those trailers, man.
So not only do we get Star Wars in all of its glory, but also it seems like all these big movies, whether they're Disney or not, are putting their promotional strategy and everything into the trailers for Star Wars.
That makes sense, because you think about how many people are going to go see this movie opening
weekend.
Oh,
it totally makes sense.
Like, a lot of people believe this could do $400 million just in the United States. That's a lot of people going to this movie.
I believe it's going to be the biggest movie opening of all time.
I think it's going to take down Avatar.
Yeah.
Now, are you talking domestic or worldwide?
Worldwide, I think it's probably going to be closer to $1 billion.
Well, Avatar's at two.
At $2 billion.
Really,
worldwide?
$2 billion saw that movie?
It was because people saw it in 3D. And, you know, 3D places are much more expensive. So everyone was like, IMAX, you need to see Avatar in 3D. So.
But, you know, Star Wars has 3D and IMAX, too.
Exactly. And I think that's what's going to, you know, it's going to be a very similar thing. Because Star Wars, this new movie, looks visually amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I really do want to give a tip of my hat to J.J. Abrams for doing the practical effects versus the CGI. It just looks so much better.
I really hope Watto's son's in this as a puppet.
Boss Nash shows up.
Oh man!
Well, we have the bet going that if there's one more, what is it? If there's one more trailer leaked or some kind of behind the scenes thing leaked, and we see a Gungan, we all have to go as Gungans.
No, that was not a bet at all.
That wasn't a bet.
Make it now.
No. It's that if Kylo Ren is not Luke Skywalker, Evan has to walk around
as Jar Jar.
As Jar Jar.
Oh, that's what it is.
If he's right, which he isn't. I have to go to a store and buy something as Boss Nass.
And make small talk.
Exactly.
I can't wait. You better
start looking for that costume. So
yeah, he probably should.
I can't wait to see him as Jar Jar.
Maybe he can find it at Five Below.
Yeah, he's always at Five and Below.
I'm like, how often are you at Five Below?
Probably like Han Solo carbonite ice cube trays. Like
he's like, they have so much good Star Wars stuff.
Oh, man. All right. What's next, Sean?
All right. Let's move away from Star Wars for just
no!
a little bit. I know. We'll go back to Star Wars. I promise. But I want to talk a little bit about Prometheus. I don't know if you heard about this.
Prometheus and Bob?
Yes. Yes. That's actually what the fourth title is going to be, because apparently they've changed the title of the movie again.
Yeah, now it's Alien : Covenant.
Yes, originally it was just known as Prometheus 2, and then they changed it to Alien : Paradise Lost. And now, I guess Paradise Lost isn't good enough. I guess they found it. So now it's going to be Alien Covenant. So the Ark of the Covenant is filled with black goo.
Black goo.
Like, seriously, like, what are they doing here?
Does this have anything to do with Neil Blomkamp's Alien movie?
No.
Is that just like done?
No, his Neil Alien Blomkamp? Movie is it got delayed because of this, and then
that's a damn shame.
I know this because this is technically a sequel to Prometheus, and then the Blomkamp Alien movie is a sequel to Aliens.
Yep, not Alien 3.
So technically, this is a sequel to the prequel, and then his is a sequel to the sequel.
Yeah, basically Blumpkin's Alien movie is where Ripley wakes up 20 years later from cryo sleep coming out of Alien 2 and never goes into Alien 3.
Yes, because it never happened.
Yep. Yep. That was
to be realistic, the guy's not really a great filmmaker. You know, he had a hit with District 9, but then he did Elysium, which I haven't seen either. But
wow, you're not pulling any punches.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of agree with you, Joe.
Fair. What was that?
I kind of agree with you. Like, I love District 9. Like, top 10. Amazing movie. I loved, I liked Elysium, I should say. And I saw Chappie recently.
Oh, you
and it
liked
was
Elysium?
Like, yeah, I liked it.
Oh,
it was,
I did
good.
Not care for that movie. I didn't see Chappie, but I did not like Elysium.
Dude, Chappie is like two different movies in one. Like, there's like really weird comedic moments in it. Yeah, Chappie. There's like really weird comedic moments in it, and then there's like hardcore like blood and guts, and I'm just like, I didn't like it at all.
Now, how does it differ from Short Circuit?
There's no.
There's way more blood and guts.
and the Indian person in Chappie is actually an Indian person.
Oh,
not like Short Circuit.
Oh, I'm so glad they went with that.
I think what his problem is not that he's a horrible director. I think he's a horrible writer. I don't think he knows how to write.
He's filming in South Africa.
Well,
what's wrong with that?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
I don't know. I was making
Woody Allen
joke.
Filmed in New York for like 30 years.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I was just looking for a laugh. I'm sorry.
But like the problem with his scripts are that there's really no story to them. Like, it's just ideas. Like, he doesn't follow through with any of his concepts. And there's no real, like, the drama is all artificial. There's really no drama to any of his movies.
But aren't our dreams?
Well, what do you think
ideas?
What do you think made District 9 work though?
I think he kept it basic. He didn't, like, realistically, you look at District 9, it's not a very complicated movie.
Nope.
Racism. I mean, that's not
more like what is it? Span of life-ism.
I don't know if I'd use the racist card. But it's a much more simplified movie, and you know,
them aliens aren't from here.
Yeah, basically, and then there's this weird escape thing where he turns into one of the aliens, or kind of, you know, it's not as opposed to Elysium, which I can't even explain to you what the hell Matt Damon's purpose is in that movie.
It turns into Whiplash from Iron Man 2.
Oh, that's right.
It was cool, guys. Some guy got their face blown up.
Wow.
And then they use
Your face is on the ground.
Wait, didn't he
guys, does my mic sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're all cutting out and getting all robot-y on my end. So
his face.
But Jason, if you remember, after his head got blown up, they used the ants from Jason X to rebuild him.
And then he became Uber Vicus.
So anyway, back to Alien Covenant.
Alien Covenant.
They revealed a couple more things about it. Apparently, Ridley Scott said, who, by the way, is directing this? Why he's directing this and not the sequel to Blade Runner, I have no idea.
See, what
Ridley
I want to know is...
believe it or not.
What I want to know is, so I don't want to spoil anything just yet, but you guys have seen Prometheus, right?
No, yes. But I don't care.
Nope.
Okay, well...
are you really spoiling it, though? Like, is it really a spoiler?
I'm saving you guys time. So basically, at the end of Prometheus, actually, this isn't really much of a spoiler, but at the end of Prometheus, what's her name? Rooney Mapist?
Shaw.
What? Wait, time out. What?
No.
Rooney Mara.
No.
Whoever the female lead was.
Yeah, her name's Shaw in the movie.
Yeah, okay. Her and Michael Fassbender's head.
Rooney Mapist.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
Rapace. I think.
No, that's not a real name.
Noomi Rapace, that's the actress.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. No, what Benny was saying. So her and Michael Fassbender's head leave the planet.
This
like
is
they
true.
Literally they get away and they leave the planet. I have no idea where this movie's gonna go. Are they gonna go on a space station? Are they gonna go on another planet? Who knows?
I might have an answer for that coming up in a couple seconds, but
well, they said questions will be answered and they're not.
But one of the questions that apparently Ridley Scott's teasing will be answered is that he's saying that they're going to reveal who created the Xenomorphs, which are the classic alien.
Didn't one come out at the end of Prometheus or something?
Yeah. I don't know what that was. I don't know if that was an alien or what it was.
It was a taco.
It was. It really was.
It was a heel.
No, because I mean, if you look at that thing that came out, that's not a Xenomorph. That's like some weird hybrid. So
yeah, it's like the Pred alien.
Yeah, kind of. So I don't know. I don't think that's gonna. Honestly, they're probably gonna like try to avoid as much as referring to the first movie as they can.
Yeah, they're probably going to soft reboot it, as they say.
But I know Jason has brought up before on this on the show that the script for the sequel is going to be written by the guys who did Green Lantern and Transcendence.
Oh.
However, they did come out with news saying that this guy named John Logan has been hired to kind of fix up the script. And, well, apparently
he's
this...
had to hire someone to fix the script?
Yeah,
the script doctor.
Yeah, the script doctor.
Woogie, woogie, woogie.
But you might not know his name, but he's actually famous for working on Spectre and Skyfall.
Cool.
So
okay.
He's got a little bit of... and also, he did Hugo. He did The Aviator, Gladiator, which is another Ridley Scott movie.
So what you're telling me is going to put midichlorians in it?
Why? Oh, wait, what?
Because he needs to clean his pool.
I'm confused.
I don't get that joke, man.
Yeah, me neither. Joe.
Yes?
Is this you? Are you John Logan? Are you fixing up the script?
Are you John Logan?
I am not John Logan, but we should make a movie.
Will you be my John Logan?
We should make a movie called Are You John Logan? And
just walk around asking people, are you John Logan?
We need Harrison Ford.
That could be filmed on an iPhone. We should do it.
Oh, when I get my new iPhone that shoots 4K, we'll do it.
We need 2,700 shots of Harrison Ford running down a street.
Yes.
Are you John Logan?
Are you John Logan?
Get out of my house.
Are you getting the success?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I plan on getting the 6S.
Success?
Success. Also,
are you John Logan?
They also announced the synopsis for this Alien Covenant movie. Would you like to hear what the official synopsis is?
Does it John start Logan? With a bomb?
No.
Is it about them? They open up the Covenant and then all their faces melt off?
No. The black goo overtakes them, and then they become pregnant, and
they have the aliens,
and they have
even the men.
Yes, and they have alien C-sections.
Cool. So what's the synopsis?
It says, quote, bound for a remote planet on the far side of the galaxy, the crew of the colony ship Covenant. Well, there you go. That's what Covenant is. It's the name of the ship.
Wow.
It's the ship.
Wow.
Discovers what they think is an uncharted paradise. Maybe that's where the Paradise Lost was. But it's actually a dark, dangerous world. Whose soul,
oh my God.
I know.
A heel turn.
Whose sole inhabitant is the synthetic David, who is Michael Fassbender.
David.
Survivor of the survivor of the doomed Prometheus expedition. So
it's
that,
just going to be his head.
Yeah.
Is the robot David the same robot David from Steven Spielberg's AI? It's played by Haley Joel Osment.
Is it Wally was his name, up and now he's fat?
Was his name? Oh God! Was his name David in that movie?
His name was David. Yes.
Danger Will Robinson.
Robot, and then.
Do you guys notice how Haley Joel Osment, as he grew up, his face like shrunk?
Well, no, his head just got bigger.
And his face shrunk.
I think his face just didn't grow, and his head got bigger. So his tiny.
Don't say it.
His tiny child face didn't get any larger, and his head just got huge.
That's
now
true.
Those Kingdom Hearts games.
But this begs the question, what the hell happened to Shaw from the movie? Because she went out in the spaceship with David and...
Vito Scaletta took care of her.
And there's no mention of her whatsoever. Like, it says sole inhabitant is David. Like, are they just going to be like, David killed her?
They're going to make her into a Luke Skywalker. Where's Luke? Where's
John
Luke?
John Logan wrote her off.
Yeah.
But you realize, like, even the beginning of the synopsis, it's basically saying this is the same movie as last time, except we don't know what's on this planet, which is also the same thing from last time, but the difference
is on the planet?
David's already there as opposed to being on the ship.
You know it's who's on the planet?
What?
John Logan.
here's my
you
guess.
You know who John Logan really is? John Cena!
No!
Hey, I wouldn't
Here's
be opposed
guess.
To John Cena being in the movie.
He's going to be David.
Cena is John Logan in?
Well, no. Michael Fassbender's already confirmed as David.
No, he's going to be David 2.0 when he upgrades.
Maybe, hear me out here. What if they put Michael Fassbender's head on John Cena's body?
That would be awesome. I'd watch the movie just for that.
And then that's David.
I'd rather see John Logan's body, Michael Fassbender's head.
Wait, Sean. Yes. Sean, name this episode John Logan.
Are you John Logan?
God.
Are you John Logan? Okay, wait. Here's my guess. At some point between Prometheus 1 and 2, Michael Fassbender's decapitated head, which is still alive because he's an android, somehow managed to float and took over Shaw, Noomi Rapace's body.
So he's Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes. Yes, he is. Woman of the year. Or the universe.
Oh my God. Okay. Moving on.
I
was just mentioning Blade Runner 2. Apparently, the news came out today. Ryan Gosling is confirmed to be starring in Blade Runner 2.
Oh, Ryan
I have a confession.
Oh,
let me guess. You've never seen Blade Runner.
Oh, you're right on the money. Never saw Blade Runner.
I haven't seen it either.
You want to watch it together, Joe?
What was that?
You want to watch it together?
Oh, yeah.
You want
to sip orange juice out of the same straw?
Would I ever?
Wait. Okay. Hold. None of you guys have seen Blade Runner?
Nope.
I have. I think I have.
You think you have?
Let me see. Wait a second. No, I haven't. Never mind.
I saw Wesley Snipes in a marathon. Does that count?
I've never seen the whole Godfather either.
Oh my God! Well, that's a little bit more depressing than the Blade Runner.
Yeah,
because it insists upon itself, Lois.
Lois.
No, I've never seen the whole.
That's a damn shame.
I want to. Can I borrow your Blu-ray, Sean?
No, bring back Terminator.
They're right here. I apologize. I'm looking right at them. They're fine.
Well, see, Jason,
your Terminator.
You're going to be confused because the Blu-ray has four different cuts on it.
I'll watch the one that says theatrical cut.
No, that's the bad one.
Which one's the good one?
The director's cut.
The official Gooby edit.
You mean the one with the stormtroopers?
Blade Runner joke.
The Blade Runner joke. The interesting thing here is whether or not Harrison Ford is going to come back.
Nope.
But it's really weird because, spoiler alert, the movie's 30 years old. Harrison Ford is technically supposed to be a robot. And
I know that, yeah.
Yeah.
Not supposed to age.
He shouldn't age. In fact, if you watch the movie, they only have a certain lifespan in the first place. So technically shouldn't be in this movie, but
they're going to de-age him with CGI like they did with Michael Douglas.
Hey, that was successful de-aging. I'll give them that.
Or what they did with Jeff Bridges in Tron Legacy.
That was not so successful.
He looked like a Fallout 4 character.
Oh, that's not a compliment. Moving on. Jason, I know you're excited about this. Apparently, he's so excited. Mystery Science Theater 3000 apparently is coming back.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes. Joel Hodgson confirmed this. We met Joel Hodgson a few months ago down at Rowan University, and I got the pleasure of speaking with him, and we all did. And he said that, well, I remember in the Q&A, I asked him if they're going to bring back MST, and he said, yes, via Yahoo, reboot, a whole new cast. Sounds like that's coming true. I don't know about the whole Yahoo thing.
Yeah, I was really like, it was really cool when we did that. I was one of like the groups. He had like three of his like writer friends like run groups.
Yeah, you were funny.
Things.
Yeah,
thank you.
One of the few.
What was that?
I said one of the few.
Yeah, one of the few that was funny. What?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, because I am one of the few that was funny.
I know that wasn't a joke. I was making a fact.
Yeah. Thanks, Sean. But anyway, he's a cool guy, and I hope this works for him, because I know we'd all love to see some more MST3K.
Well, let me give you some of the specifics here. So apparently, it's like Jason said, it's a reboot. They started a Kickstarter campaign, which I guess everyone does nowadays. Their goal is $2 million in 30 days. And so far, after just about, 6 days it's been now, they're at $1.8 million.
Damn.
They're gonna make it.
Damn.
Yeah, they got $1 million in the first 24 hours. So they're clearly reaching the goal. And what's going to happen is the first $2 million they're going to use, and they're going to make three full-length Mystery Science Theater episodes, which they're then going to take and shop them around to potential TV networks and different streaming platforms. Basically find someone that is going to pick them up and say, okay, we like this. We're going to allow you to make more. Here's some more money. And they said every 1.1 million above the target, they'll have three additional episodes. Now, more than likely, you might be thinking, well, it should be a cheap show to make. Why is it so much that they're asking for? It's
movie
the,
rights.
It's the movie rights. Exactly. Yeah. That's what it is.
Right.
Oh, I was just
rights. Rights.
Now, is it a new cast?
It is a new cast.
Okay, because I was going to say, because, you know, the guy who played Tom Servo for years, he does riff tracks now, so if they were to do the old cast, it'd probably be hard to get him.
Well, here's the thing, is there, he did confirm that they want a whole new cast, including a new mad scientist, but also they want new voices for Tom Servo and Crow.
They should now, just make new robots.
Just get Aaron Paul from Help, I'm a Fish.
What?
What?
I said get Aaron Paul from the character he played from Help, I'm a Fish.
What's Help, I'm a Fish?
It's a movie.
What?
I think you're making this up, Benny.
I am not making this up.
Just get Gilbert Gottfried.
What would that sound like?
Help, I'm a Fish!
No, in Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, I don't know.
Benny, were you a Mystery Science Theater guy?
I actually don't know what that is.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, my heart.
Benny, hey, a piece of me just died right now.
Sean, give him the rundown. I can't speak right now. I got to masturbate.
It's
okay, hang on. Real quick. Help, I'm a Fish is a movie, but Aaron Paul's not in it.
God damn it, Benny.
Alan Rickman's in it.
He plays Chuck.
Oh, Aaron Paul is in it. Okay, I'm looking at it right now. Okay, I missed his name.
Benny, you got so passionate about that.
Chuck. It's an animated movie. It looks like it was an anime. No, it was a Danish movie that has an English translation.
A cheese Danish?
Yeah. Ooh.
Benny, do you spend like countless hours at night just on IMDb looking at random stuff?
Yep.
Like trying to find random movie titles?
I never said my life was good, Sean.
But anyway, Benny, Mystery Science Theater 3000 is basically a show that was on TV back,
it was the 90s. It was 89 to 99.
Basically, yes. And it was a bunch. It was, the idea was, someone, this guy is shot up into space and he has these two robots with him and they sit and are being tortured by a mad scientist as they have to watch horrible movies and they make fun of the movies while they're watching them to keep their sanity. And it's basically just...
Was one of the movies Help, I'm a Fish?
No, it was not.
Okay.
But it's basically...
It's Benny, I don't know if you ever saw the imagery. It's the guy and the two robots in the movie theater and they're silhouetted in the bottom right.
Yeah, look at Sean's cover photo on Facebook.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then you'll get it.
And there used to be Mr. MST episodes on Netflix. Unfortunately, they took them all down.
Aren't they
but
on Hulu?
I used to watch. Yeah, I was searching.
Oh, wait. Okay, I think I may have seen an episode of that.
And but you can find a lot of them on Google Video.
Okay,
that's where I saw the episode of the Final Sacrifice.
Is that where where Robot Chicken gets its idea to do the whole opening with the chicken sitting down and watching TV?
No.
No.
Yeah, maybe they were inspired by it, but no.
Okay.
But basically, the Mystery Science Theater had two hosts. They had Joel Hodgson, who was the creator and who was the kind gentleman we met at Rowan University. And the second guy is the Mike Nelson, who spun off and did Riff Tracks after – it's Riff Tracks, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
After Mystery Science Theater ended. And
which is just as good.
It's just as good.
Yeah,
and
it's the same
it's
people.
It's all been fun.
Yeah.
And – both characters, Joel and Mike, you know, use their name in the show, and they have the two robot companions, Tom Servo, who's the gumball machine, and Crow T Robot, who
what? How do you describe what he is?
I remember reading online what his parts were. I don't remember anymore.
It's kind of
like a satellite dish.
Yeah, he kind of has a satellite head, but I don't know what that with his mouth and everything would be.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't
Maybe
know.
A vacuum cleaner. Anyway,
but
so
I think it's weird to me to have Tom and Crow as two different voices again.
Like, yeah, they should just get new robots. Like
Tom's always been the same voice, but then Crow, they changed it, but it still worked. It was sort of the same kind of voice a little bit. But
wasn't like the first season they had a different Tom, and then like he got
dropped. But that's when Joel was doing it for like his college TV station or something like that. Something really low key.
Yeah, it was like extreme public access. Like no one saw it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And they should, you know, we're in the age of, like, you know, all this technology now. They should have, like, a talking iPhone or something like that. Like, Smarty the smartphone and, I don't know, Peter the PlayStation.
I mean, obviously people want to see Tom and Crow. It's just, I think when they hear the voices and it's not what they recognize, people are going to be a little upset.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it, but I don't know. They should. I don't know why they just can't get Kevin Murphy and Bill Corbett back, or at least Tracy Ballou, or whatever his last name was.
Yeah, I was gonna say, doesn't Bill Corbett and
Kevin Murphy,
Joel Hodgson have something like? Do they not like each other or something?
I have no idea.
There's something there.
It's Joel Hodgson and John Logan.
It's probably a very Hickey and Boggs relationship.
Because remember someone mentioned something during that Rowan thing, and he was just like, we're not going to talk about that. Like some of the cast people not liking each other.
I don't remember that. I remember asking him if he liked the MST3K 1995 movie, because he wasn't a part of that. Mike Nelson was.
I love that movie.
Me too. I have it on VHS.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Well, anyway, so I remember asking I remember asking Joel Hodgson if he had if he liked that movie, and he said he didn't really like it. He didn't mind the movie choice, This Island Earth, but he it was a kind of a strange answer. He said he didn't like the color palette, like the scenes between the movies, the little skits that they were doing.
He's also a production designer too. Like that's like one of the things that he does. Yeah, he was talking about that. Like he designed all the sets, all the robots.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about that. I was just too busy gazing into his eyes
and whipping it out. yeah, no, I understand his issue, but also I don't know if you know this, but the movie itself was like Universal cut the shit out of that thing. Like there was a lot that they cut out, and the movie.
Really?
Oh yeah, like this Island Earth is. If you really look at it, only like an hour of that movie's in Mystery Science Theater, the movie. And there was like at least 10 to 15 minutes of outside skits that they were doing that weren't in the movie. They actually have.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, on the Blu-ray, they have some deleted scenes, and there's actually a making of special feature that they talk about all that stuff, and it's pretty fascinating.
But about Joel Hodgson and Bill Corbett not liking each other. Maybe that explains why Joel Hodgson left or something like that.
What was his name? Tracy
Bellew, I think it was.
Maybe
like
it's him because he was still there after Joel left, and then Mike came in. He was still the voice because I believe the last thing he did was the movie, and then they brought Bill Corbett in.
Yeah, he was Dr. Forrester and Crow. Yeah. And then when they transitioned to the new actors, Crow was Bill Corbett, who became that bald guy, the Observer.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kevin Murphy was also the monkey guy.
Oh, what was his name? Oh, God.
Like Mr. Jangles or something like that.
Mr. Bojangles.
Bobo.
That's right.
Mr. Jangles?
Yeah, Bobo.
I'm sorry, guys. We're going off
on Pearl.
Pearl. I really like those episodes more.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
All respect to Joel Hodgson, but like I grew up with watching the Mike Nelson episodes when I was a kid because I was like eight, like nine, and when they were like in their prime. And I remember watching them on like Saturday morning Sci-Fi Channel, like 9 a.m. growing up, and mm-hmm. that's how I saw like you know all those great episodes. And I really like the Mike Nelson episodes more, probably because it's nostalgia.
I also go ahead.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Which one did Manos? Was it Joel or Mike?
That was Joel.
Joel.
Hodgson.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also think that the supporting cast was better with Mike. Nothing against, Forrester or TV's Frank, but, I don't know. I feel like the supporting cast with Mike's crew was a little more solid, and they actually tried to do more things outside of the actual riffing than
yeah, they had
they
like
before.
A continuing storyline.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Where they go back in time and,
yeah, that was like a whole season.
Yeah, that was, there were season long arcs now that I think about it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean. I don't know. I just never found the Joel episodes as funny. I mean, I like Joel. I think he's a really cool guy, and I mean, he pioneered a great IP, and which I love dearly. But I just found Mike a little bit more more funny.
Well, honestly. they did say in the Kickstarter article about they hope for the original cast to come back and be writers and producers on it, and they said a possibility of cameos, but. You know what that means. Maybe, maybe not. They're not going to guarantee anything.
Yeah, well, closing out on this MST thing, Bill Corbett looks exactly like Colin Mochrie.
You've been saying that for a long time.
He does. Google it.
All right. Guys, it's time for some miscellaneous.
What the fuck?
Right in my ass.
All right, guys. I got two stories here, and I think these are going to knock your socks off. Jason.
The first one about the movie Rock Dog.
Hold on, I'm stapling my socks into my legs. Ow! Ow! All right, Sean, hit me with your best shot.
Jason,
the animated movie starring Luke Wilson.
Benny, are you doing an IMDb search on the air?
Benny, I'm going to start calling you IMDb.
IMDb Benny.
IMDb Benny. IMDb Captain now.
Dude, some of these movies are so stupid.
Oh, my God. Jason, is your dad sitting down right now?
I think he just went to bed.
Oh. Oh, then
so
good.
He's laying down.
Then he won't hear this news. He'll be
now's
okay.
Your chance.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Sony has announced as of last week
their heels.
They're ceasing production on all Betamax tapes.
Woo! Wait, no, that's
Well, hold on, guys. I hear my dad.
Because I know you have a Betamax player in your house somewhere.
Dude, I'm literally staring at it right now, only because it has a clock on
it. Is it trying to attack you?
Yes. Ah, it's like, feed me. Feed me.
Feed me, beta.
You know, there's one Betamax tape my parents play every year. It's a Christmas movie that they taped on TV from, like, 1980. And I don't know why. It's just, like, I don't even remember the name of it. I just remember how bad the quality looks. And it's some Christmas movie about, like, this drunk guy who, like, reconciles with his family and, you know, all happy ending, la-di-da-di-da. But it's, like, a movie my dad taped off TV from, like, 1981. And it's just fun to watch with all the old commercials and I don't even know why I'm talking about this anymore. But, yeah, so
well,
the
Santa Claus?
Yes.
With Tim Allen?
Is it as bad as 47 Ronin?
No.
I want to see that movie.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Okay. The Art Betamax player gets some use at least once a year.
Well, I mean, the weird thing about this is obviously Beta was the competition of VHS tapes back in the 70s. But so as of last week, Sony was still making Beta tapes. And
of what, though?
Just Beta tapes, like recordable tapes that you could use. But the weird thing is that Betamax recorders haven't been produced by Sony since 2002. So why they're still making Betamax tapes, or at least up till last week, is beyond me. I have no idea.
Maybe there
why.
Was a company that wanted them.
Can I just make a statement real quick?
Yes.
In regards to 47 Ronin, it's so annoying. I cannot find the first through the 46 films at all. Like the only one I can find is the 47.
Well, maybe
this
is like
lost over $145 million,
Jobo. Maybe this
is—they're on Google Video.
Maybe this is like Star Wars. You got to start with number 47, then go back to number 1, and then go to 7, and then maybe like 23.
Hire John Logan.
Oh God, that reminds me, guys.
If anyone listening knows where I can find one Ronin through 46 Ronin, please let me know.
And you got to watch the spinoff Ronin the Accuser.
Oh my God, Ronin the heel.
So, guys,
by the way, real quick, Jobo, yeah. what color is Ronin the Accuser?
He's blue.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Why?
My brother thought he was purple.
Oh no, he's blue. Thanos is purple.
I told him that. He didn't believe me.
Speaking of the whole Star Wars in order to watch, the other day I was at work and my coworker, we were just talking about, you know, it was a slow day, so we were just bullshitting about Star Wars because the new movie's coming out. And she was like, oh, my friend was telling me the best way to watch all the movies is 4, 5, and then 2 and 3, and then 6. So you get the build up about Anakin being Vader. Or you know what I mean, and I'm like, oh my God, Evan was right. People do watch in this weird order.
Yeah, it's a cool way to watch them, and you know, if you can really skip Phantom Menace, it has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah,
and
but then we don't get to see Jar Jar,
or Darth Maul. Racing.
Who cares? The only reason I would want to watch Episode 1 is for Watto, but
or Boss Nass,
or Boss Nass. But it's a cool way to watch it, but the way I do it is just Star Wars, Empire, Jedi, and then
Ben. Nothing else.
And then 7, eventually.
Return of the Revenge of the Sith. And then the Clone Wars animated theatrical film. Not.
I don't know.
So they're ceasing Betamax tapes, right?
Yes. Actually, even though Beta Maxes are not being made anymore, they still make Beta tapes. I know this because I use them every day. But
for football, right?
For football, yes. I use them as a football. But yeah, it's just weird that such a dead technology. Apparently, even like production tapes are going to start ceasing to be produced within the next 10 years. So it's digital's time, guys. It's going to happen.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
All right, Jason.
That was just so boring, Sean. Move on.
Jason, I think this miscellaneous story is really going to get you.
Oh, God.
So, Emperor Palpatine is set to continue his political career in the Ukraine as he has
good
won
old Palpy.
As he has won a seat on the Odessa City Council, which is the fourth largest city in Ukraine, following a nationwide election.
Now, wait, what?
This is a real story.
Palpatine won an election?
Yes.
Hold on.
In the Ukraine.
Was it Jar Jar? Did Jar Jar do this?
No, he did not do this. Emperor Palpatine.
Emperor Sheev Palpatine.
That's right, his name's Sheev. Emperor Palpatine, whose real name, by the way, is...
Palpy.
No, it's... How do I say this?
John Logan?
Palpatine... No. Palpatine Dimitri, I think is how you say it. He received 54.4% of the vote, and he's actually going to be serving on the city council's trust affairs party list. Now,
so his name's Palpatine.
Now, let me explain to you.
Isn't he the party planner?
I think he legally changed his name to Emperor Palpatine.
Okay.
This guy, Palpatine, he wears a full getup, including the black robe and a latex Emperor Palpatine mask. And this guy ran for city council in the Ukraine and won.
Dude, the Ukraine loves Star Wars. First, they had that like Darth Vader Vladimir Lenin statue.
With free
now
Wi-Fi.
They have, yeah, with Wi-Fi on his head. And now they have Emperor Palpatine
Ukraine. Oh, there's more. So apparently this Emperor Palpatine ran under this new independent party called the Internet Party.
Okay, they just don't give a fuck anymore.
Oh, no, I'm not done yet. He wasn't the only character who was running in the election. He was also represented, also representing the Internet Party was Darth Vader, Yoda, Padme Amidala, and Chewbacca, who are all dressed in costumes.
You know, I was going to ask Sean if maybe you can take a picture of the Ukraine Congress room and Photoshop them in there, but they beat me.
They're already there.
Yeah.
The elections were filled with some bizarre incidents, including Chewbacca was actually arrested and fined for campaigning on election day, which is apparently
actual footage.
Yes. No, actually, they do have footage of this.
Oh, my God.
I'll put it up on the blah, blah Facebook page.
Please, but, when you make this episode or when you edit this episode and link that, too.
But apparently Chewbacca was arrested because in the Ukraine, it's against the law to campaign on the same day as Election Day. So, but the weird thing is he was campaigning not for himself, but he was campaigning for Darth Vader. That doesn't make any sense.
I am so confused right now. So in a nutshell, Ukraine had elections.
Uh-huh.
And it was filled with Star Wars characters.
Not filled with, but one of the parties running was the Internet Party who... was consisting of...
Was Fenella Druce there?
No, he was not there. It's consisting of Star Wars characters. People basically in costumes, but using Star Wars character names.
I mean, Halloween was pretty recent.
No, this was...
Small, the Internet Party will rule Ukraine.
Unlimited power.
So, apparently, there's more...
Limited power you have.
There's more weird stuff going on with this election. Apparently, Lord Vader, who is the leader of the Internet Party, which is odd. You'd think Emperor Palpatine would be.
Palpatine should be.
Yeah, but apparently Vader is the leader. He was unfortunately missing from the
vote. He says I'm the leader now.
He was missing from the voting registry as he was unable to cast his own ballot.
Well, he was in a volcano.
Well, apparently what happened was he refused to remove his mask in an attempt to match the face portrait on his passport, and therefore he was unable to vote.
So was this before or after the Paris attacks?
This is before.
Okay, because I was going to say, they have some nerve, but...
Darth Vader left a comment in the article. He said, quote, "This disappoints me, but the fact that I didn't vote doesn't mean the new Ukraine Empire is not being built." So they
you know what?
They think this is
Empire.
Real.
You know what? My girlfriend's from Ukraine. She immigrated to America when she was very young.
What character is she?
She's young Annie.
Is she an Ewok?
I'm going to ask her why. Why did you leave this beautiful country?
Why do your people vote in Star Wars characters?
Was the national anthem dun 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 dun?
Not yet, but I'm sure it will be. Also, in September, someone named Master Vladimirosh.
You could have taken that in a dark place.
I don't get it.
Vader.
Anyway, Master Vladimirosh Yoda submitted a petition to the presidential website calling on President Poroshenko to consider Darth Vader as the country's new prime minister. So they're trying to get Darth Vader in there, too, and they're going to take over everything.
And they're really excited for the new movie.
No, apparently this has been going on for a little while. It's just now that someone actually won a seat somewhere, it's becoming too real. And I think people are getting a little unnerved by this.
Is he going to be at like Ukraine's executions? Do it.
Do it.
Like they have pictures of this guy, and he's literally wearing a full robe with a rubber Emperor Palpatine Halloween mask on, and that's how he.
I gotta watch this.
That's how he is pictures. All the time. In public, that's what he looks like. Same thing with everyone.
Strike down your Jedi.
They when they arrested Chewbacca, he was in full costume. He wouldn't
leave him, or we'll never make it.
This is so unbelievable.
They didn't take the helmet off or the head off or anything. Same with Darth Vader. He wouldn't take his mask off, probably because he needs it to breathe. But
do you think he said that? Do you think the guy said that? I was like, oh, did I take it off? I needed to breathe. And the cops were like, oh, I guess we have to leave it on.
No. I mean, he wasn't arrested. He wasn't allowed to vote because he couldn't show his face for his passport.
Do you think that they'll start making lightsabers and pod racers?
Well, I mean, one can hope.
Probably closer to the pod racers.
Palpatine's going to call his secretary in and he's like, oh, can I help you? And they go to the Mustafa system.
But you guys...
Wipe out Viceroy Gunray.
You guys realize, though, he won...
You mean China?
he got 54% of the vote. And if you look at, our current polls, the best anyone
Donald Trump, I mean, he's...
Donald Trump is only, 30%, and this guy had 54%.
I would love to vote for Emperor Palpatine instead of Donald Trump. and D's nuts.
Well, is he still on the ballot?
The other day.
Got him!
I saw a bumper sticker the other day that said D's nuts for president.
How come he's not on any of the debates?
John Logan for president.
I don't know. He should be. Can we get Emperor Palpatine on a debate?
What would that sound like?
I don't know, Joe. What would it sound like? The
doc one. Well, he needs a topic.
Well, okay, immigration.
He will build a giant battle station to blow up Mexico.
Him versus Dick Cheney.
Well, they were roommates in supervillain school, so.
Oh, him too?
Yeah.
It was
Bane and
who's the Democrat? Palpatine?
Well, no, Palpatine's part of the Internet Party.
Yeah, so
it's Internet Party versus the Underworld.
Oh, is Bane technically a Democrat? He can't be.
I guess more Bane has to be a Democrat.
Bane's a communist.
Yeah, Bane is a communist.
Yeah, he can't be a Democrat.
So who's the who's the supervillain? I guess the Joker.
Well, whose roommate was the Joker?
I don't know.
I can't answer that. Okay. I have no idea.
We're going into territory. We're going into territory we should not be in.
I don't think the Joker is a party. I think he's just more of the barter system.
Mm.
That's true. So what you're saying is, before we close out, that Emperor Palpatine, Dick Cheney, and Bane were all roommates in supervillain school at one point.
No, Bane didn't live with Dick Cheney. He was arch nemesis with Dick Cheney.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay, so Emperor Palpatine and Dick Cheney are just...
So Bane's a face and Dick Cheney's a heel?
No, they're both heels.
They're trying to out-heal each other.
Oh, I get it. So we all lose.
So anyway, about Ukraine, this is actually pretty cool and funny. And I wish America did stuff like this, but instead we have Donald Trump and D's nuts.
Mr. Palpatine, how are you? What is your campaign to reform the energy crisis in our country? Power, unlimited power.
Once more, Ukraine will rule the galaxy.
We find out that we might all be illegitimately his child because he controls every sperm that goes on.
Ukraine could make life.
Like someone's just sitting down, like trying to enjoy the opera, and Palpatine sits down. Have you ever heard the tale of Darth Plagueis the Wise? No, I'm just trying to enjoy this opera here.
They said that his force was so strong it could create life. Sir, can you please go away? Do it. Oh my God!
All right.
Anything else there, Sean?
No, that's all I have.
Samuel Jackson. I think Chancellor Palpatine is a Sith Lord. A Sith Lord.
They casually walk.
I'm tired of these Siths in this plane.
Benny, why your voice?
Why'd you have to censor yourself?
I don't know.
Palpatine did it. Palpatine's behind it.
Oh
all.
No.
But well, before Emperor Palpatine comes and kills us, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Blah Blah Podcast, episode 33. Thank you so much for listening.
Logan. That's John Logan.
This podcast was written
podcasted a long time.
This podcast was written by John Logan.
This podcast was written, produced, direct, and edited by John Logan.
Starred by John Logan.
And you can find me, John Logan, on Twitter at jgreen89. J-A-Y Green 89. I just made a Vine as well. I started using Vine today. You can follow me on that.
Hey, you busted a rhyme.
On Vine, yo. Also, jgreen89. Follow us, Blah Blah Podcast, on Twitter and Facebook, Blah Blah Pod 1. Blah Blah Podcast, or Facebook, / Blah Blah Podcast 2014, where we post all of our episodes constantly. And before we head out, hey, Joe, didn't you have a Twitter announcement to make?
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to say I like Tarzan's Vines the most, but...
Oh, so my God. How about Shia LaBeouf's?
He's a lunatic. But anyway, I don't use my Twitter, as you all know. But last week, if you all recalled, I plugged the 1997 Jim Carrey comedy film Liar Liar.
The classic.
And I hope people saw Liar Liar. But we're going to be doing a contest where if you tweet at us or share a picture of us on Facebook, a selfie of you watching the film Liar Liar, one lucky person will receive a prize. And do you think we should say what the prize is?
I think we should, for some incentive.
Cool. If you are the lucky person chosen watching Liar Liar. By the way, the deadline's going to be the beginning of the new year, I'm thinking. So you got all December to watch Liar Liar.
To find a copy of it.
Yeah. If you win, you will receive a signed DVD copy of the film Liar Liar, signed by us.
Now, Jobo, wouldn't that mean that they would now own two copies of Liar Liar?
Well, they can rent the one to watch it.
Is it on Netflix? We should find out if it's on Netflix.
It's probably on DVD. And it's on iTunes, I'm sure. And
I'm going to check Netflix. You guys keep talking.
So please, ladies and gentlemen, make the hashtag blah blah liar. And to see if we will check that to see if anyone is doing this to win a signed copy of Liar Liar by all of us. Right, Joe?
Right, and you know, Liar Liar is a great movie, and if you haven't seen it by now, I mean, it's, you know, almost 20 years old at this point. You know, in 2 years, it's gonna be 20 years old in 2017.
You remember there was a scene where Jim Carrey took like one of those little luggage loader things from an airport and was driving it down the tarmac, and like that would never fly nowadays. No pun intended, but he'd be arrested right away. Anyway, Sean, how's that intern coming?
I don't know of the intern coming at all, but I can't find Liar Liar streaming anywhere online. However, you might be able to find it on YouTube or Dailymotion if you desire.
If you really, you know, I mean, if you know, that's the challenge of this competition is finding the film and then, you know, sharing it with us. But if you have a copy, that's great. But they'll have one. They own a copy. That's great. But they don't have a copy signed by us. So.
How about this? How about if they're watching it off of a copy of a Blu-ray, they get a bonus prize.
which we won't say.
We won't say that one.
It's the special blah blah podcast summer internship.
they have to hold, but if you they have to, if they do have the Blu-ray copy of it, they have to hold it up in the picture though, so we know it's.
Oh, yes. I'll know.
You'll know.
I'll know.
Oh, he'll know.
Ladies and gentlemen, share your liar liar pictures with us. We'd like to see them, even if you don't win. We'd still like to see that people are, you know, showing their support for this film. So.
And this podcast. Hashtag blah blah liar. Now, Sean, you are also looking for an intern to run your Twitter account.
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to be Sean Smith's Twitter intern coordinator,
Jake
just basically.
Jake Owen. He needs work.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What?
Who's?
Are you talking about Jake Lloyd?
Oh, Jake Lloyd. My bad.
Jake Owen?
I don't know.
I'm going to send John Logan to go kill you, Benny.
So anyway,
he's going to write me off the podcast.
So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, follow us on Twitter, blah, blah, pod one. Be Sean's tweet at Sean at the underscore Brack Show to ask him if you want to control his Twitter. Anyway, Benny, where can people find you?
At the BNP underscore Express. Woo-woo!
All righty then. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week. That was cool.
Jake Lloyd literally hasn't done anything since Star Wars.
Are you sure his name's Jake Lloyd, Benny?
He did something. He did drugs.
Oh, he did this movie. He did this movie called Madison.
Well, there was this interview he was on where he pretty much said Star Wars ruined his life. Like, people made fun of him, and he went off the deep end, started doing drugs, got arrested, changed his name to Jake Owen.
he did.
Jake Owen
apparently is a country singer, and I think I know how I got that. So.
Oh, I think I know how you got that.
If he wants to run Sean's Twitter account, it's fine.
Does Jake Owen want to run Sean's Twitter account?
Like, everything that's written on here is in slang. What's up with that?
His debut single is called Yeehaw.
Yeehaw?
Yeehaw.
Good Lord.
Starting with me, something about a woman. That's country for you.
Tits.